Jury selection began today in the Kobe Bryant trial in Eagle, Colorado. The basketball star has pleaded not guilty to felony sexual assault charges. Bryant says he had consensual sex with a young hotel worker. Broadcast coverage and photography will be sharply limited, and still pictures will be allowed only during opening and closing statements. News organizations argue those limits do not let them fully cover the story. But in another way, commentator Joe Davidson says journalists have intentionally denied the public information about the case.
For more than a year now, mainstream news media reports on one of the nation's major stories have been deliberately incomplete. In keeping with standard journalistic practice, those reports have kept secret the name of the woman who accused Kobe Bryant of rape. There are good reasons for this practice, but there are better reasons journalists should not be bound by a strict rule against naming rape accusers. The blanket policy is not good journalism. It defies basic journalistic duties to inform, to tell the story, to provide the truth. But beyond journalistic concerns, rape victims who have gone public tell a compelling story of affirming their own lives by not hiding the truth. Nobuko Oyabu is one of those. She's a photographer who grew up in Osaka and moved to Moline. She was 28 years old when a former neighbor broke into her second-floor duplex and raped her. She said the newspaper where she worked covered the story without using her name or even interviewing her. She was invisible. But she didn't want to feel the shame she found in other victims. To combat that feeling, Oyabu turned to her craft. She produced a traveling exhibit that features pictures of rape victims. The images present strong people who are taking control of their lives after a brutal crime nearly took control of them. David Newsom is one of the rape victims she photographed. For years, he was silent about being raped by a male relative and a babysitter when he was a child. He says going public gave him a sense of power over his life that had been stripped by the sexual abuse. Behind the pictures of Newsom and the others are stories that demonstrate the magnitude of the rape crisis in America. By covering rape as individual crime incidents, news organizations fail to convey the depth and breadth of the epidemic and the serious long-term impact it has on millions of people. Part of the problem, frankly, is men dominate news organizations. They, of course, are far less likely to have been raped or to even have a good understanding of the issue. Editors should talk with rape victims, including those in their own newsrooms, about how coverage can be both more informative and more sensitive. Unlike the tabloid press and some internet sources, mainstream news organizations don't name rape victims because of the stigma attached to the crime. But this attempt to protect women, and sometimes men, unwittingly reinforces the stigma by making it seem as though it is the victim who must be saved from disgrace. Certainly there are victims who don't want to be identified, and for good reason. There's the fear of reprisal, rejection, and this insidious notion that rape might be the victim's fault. Journalists should consider the concerns of those who want and maybe need anonymity, but we should not force ourselves into an inflexible name-all policy. Journalists also should not assume we are doing rape victims a favor by keeping them hidden. In many cases, that's just one more level of victimization.
Commentator Joe Davidson is a journalist and the editor of Focus magazine. He lives in Washington, D.C.